First of all, let's welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church, and we'd also like to welcome our radio congregation. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing us the morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, and Sean Murphy will be helping this morning with our communion. Our acolytes today are Mallory and Carly. And if we could, first of all, before we light our candles and start our service, I would like to honor some of our birthdays in November. Marianne Schiller and Jack Brock, November 7th. Can we sing happy birthday to this gentleman and this lady? Happy birthday to you. And we have an anniversary. Bobby and Tom Frohner. And Tom, how many glorious years has it been? 60. All of them. Good answer. 61. Congratulations. Let's sing happy anniversary to Tom and Bobby. If our acolytes, Mallory and Carly, would come forward, please quiet our minds, prepare our hearts for worship. Thank you, ladies. Please stand if you're able to sing our first praise song this morning, number 2171, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Let's join in with the call of worship. Lord, lift up your heads, O gates. Mourning and death shall be no more. Feast on rich foods and fine wine. Come, let us worship the God of our salvation.
God of new beginnings, wipe away our tears, that we may come before your throne with hearts full of song and with souls on fire. Help us live as those who are prepared to die, so when our time to depart comes, we may go forth as those who are prepared to live. Whether living or dying, O Lord, our hearts will always belong to you. Amen and amen.
Let's join us in our opening hymn, number 64, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen. Come on up, children. Young people, come on up all the way up here this morning, so all these people can see your beautiful faces this morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
This morning I'm going to talk to you in just a few minutes about saints. What to you is a saint? Tell me what a saint is. Yes. Talk real loud, Ariana.
Somebody that does a lot of good things.
Tell me, like what? Tell me some of the rest of you, too.
There's Saint Nicholas. He did a lot of good things, as in seeing the poor kids on Christmas. He thought, wow, they don't have gifts. So he gave them gifts.
Yes, yes, okay. She's saying St. Nicholas gave kids gifts on Christmas because they didn't have anything. Okay. There's all kinds of people. I'm going to tell you that you know a lot of saints, I'm pretty sure. Some of them are already in heaven, and I think maybe some of them are still here. But you may have your own idea, and I'm interested to hear what your idea of a saint is. But I know some of the things we talked about in K-1 KPAC this morning were saints being people that have taught us as Sunday school teachers, people that have prayed us up for years and years and years. And some of those kids there I have known since they were born. And that makes me feel real old. But nevertheless, I know that some of their Sunday school teachers, some of their junior church leaders, just like here, you have people that are praying for you all week long. I know that. We have people that are teaching you in your wonderful classes that you have in Sunday school before you come up here. You all have new Bibles, so they made sure everybody has a Bible. All of you have Bibles. What are some of the other people in your life that have steered you? I'm going to say your parents. Right? Your parents. And maybe your grandparents. Maybe it was a next door neighbor or an aunt or an uncle. In just a few minutes, I'm going to... we're going to have some scripture reading, and then we're going to light this big candle that isn't lit right here by the, beside the Bible in honor of the saints. And I know there's people in this room that have people that have mentored them since the time they were as little as you or as young as you that have made an impact on their lives forever, that have helped us to know the Lord a little bit better and that have helped us grow up. Knowing Christ, having a relationship with him. Some of you older young people took a confirmation class months ago in the spring so that you could have an opportunity to make that decision for yourself to live a life following Christ. And I thank all the people that led up to that in your life. Maybe it was a Sunday school teacher. Or maybe it was a grandparent, maybe it was somebody else that I think are saints. Because it does, I don't think that being a saint means that you've never made a mistake. That's what I don't think. I don't think it means you're perfect. I don't think any of us are perfect, and we never will be until we reach heaven's gates. And I think it's only because of Jesus Christ that we get that opportunity. And a little bit later on, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion together and talk about that. But think about the saints in your life. Think about those teachers that have helped you to know Jesus that maybe you didn't even think about the fact that they're the ones who gave you that first thought of Jesus. It's pretty important, isn't it? Let's bow. Yes, Ariana, you had something you wanted to say. They do the best with what they have. That's what Ariana's saying this morning. That's pretty insightful.
That might just mean seeing somebody, some other kid that doesn't have a lunch and giving them half of your peanut butter sandwich. Or
yep,
that might mean sitting with somebody who's all alone.
Yes.
Either way, as long as you're doing your best to do your best, you're doing pretty good.
Yes, we are. Doing and giving where we can give, like she said, maybe giving a friend half of your peanut butter sandwich that doesn't have a lunch, or just doing with what you have and giving to other people is what God wants us to do, right? And being a saint, I think, also means passing down the word of Christ to other people. And we're just thankful for all of those saints out there today. And when I light the candle, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity randomly at will to say a name of somebody, a saint in your life, maybe one that's gone on before us that left a lasting impact on our lives. So let's pray, kids. Let's bow and have a word of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the saints that you have helped us to know, that you've allowed us to know, that have made an impact on each one of us in this room, that have changed our lives forever because of their faith in you. Because, Lord, they know how important it is that we all grow to be nurtured and loved by you, and that we might honor you with our lives by helping those around us. Thank you, Jesus, for this day and for each one of these young people. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Our Old Testament reading, as you turn your Bibles, is Daniel chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and verses 15 through 18. In the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions passed through his mind as he was lying in bed. He wrote down the substance of his dream. Daniel said, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me were four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the other, came up out of the sea. I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit, and the visions passed through my mind disturbed me. I approached one of those standing there and asked him the meaning of all this. He told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kings that will rise from the earth, but the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word."
Thank you. We've listed many people and mentioned many names and situations in our prayer time this morning and in the time that we offer up our concerns. We remember all of those names in our hearts. We think about those areas that have been completely destroyed in Jamaica and some of the other places that have been just absolutely ravaged. I read in one news report that all the hospitals were destroyed in Jamaica. And to me, that's just a tragedy because it's a poor country to start with. It's a poor community. And to have all of their hospitals completely destroyed, and maybe there's other places that are going through similar. But we pray for each one of those areas. We pray for those in our community, that's names have been lifted up, for those that are grieving, for so many situations that we know of that are so much in need of the Lord's attention and hug and embrace. I'm going to light this candle that's on the altar this morning in honor of the saints, and then I'm going to give you, as I mentioned to the young people, an opportunity to share a name or a couple of names, if you have them on your hearts, of people that are saints that have made a difference, maybe even in your own life, that you know they make it a mission to make sure that the love of Christ is shared with others around them, that others know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And there's been many, many from this church, I know, that have contributed to each of your relationships with Jesus this morning. Anyone that would like to share a name? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I know that our congregation that is on the air as well, probably have names that they're sharing as we worship this morning as well. Almighty God, you've knit your people together in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints and all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys which you prepared for those who truly love you. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Thank you for knowing the needs of your people. For each one in the congregation that sits in this room and the congregation that is listening from other places, we thank you, Lord, that your word reaches out far and wide, and that your saints continue to teach. And those in heaven, I know they continue to cheer us on. Lord Jesus, just as you do, you send your Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to give us help, to give us assurance that even when we stumble, that you're there to help pick us up and dust us off and keep us moving forward. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Because there isn't a one of us that's perfect. But as Ariana shared this morning, what a saint is that we try the very best we can with what we have to serve you and give people the good news that we've received so graciously and freely. Lord, help us to share that good news. Help us to be an instrument of your peace. Flow over us now, Lord, your Spirit. Help us to be an example for those around us. We give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who taught us and the disciples to pray these words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Our New Testament reading this morning is from Ephesians in the New Testament. If you turn with me to the first chapter of Ephesians, I'm going to read to you from the first chapter, starting with verse 11 through the end of that chapter. Starting with verse 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this day. Today we are talking about saints, and maybe you didn't come in particularly thinking about those saints in your life, but I hope with our gathering of our young people up here that you began to think about those people that were instrumental in introducing you to Jesus, because there was someone, even if you were little, even if you were tiny, there was someone, I'm sure, that shared Jesus Christ with you. All Saints' Day invites us to pause and reflect on the connection that we share with those who have walked the path of faith before us. We honor the lives of saints, both known and unknown, who have shaped our faith stories throughout their love, throughout their wisdom and example. All Saints' Day serves as an annual reminder that when we're part of the body of Christ, we never travel alone. And I'd be willing to bet that any of those people that you categorize as saints in your life probably didn't think of themselves as a saint. I'm willing to bet on that. Because they didn't think about what it meant as far as prestige for themselves, but they thought about what they could offer up to others on behalf of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 12, the author encourages Christians to remember that the great cloud of witnesses surrounds us, encouraging us and cheering us on. And boy, don't we need that on some days. We need to know that we're doing an okay job. Like Ariana said, we're doing okay, right? We're doing what God asked us to do. We're being Christ for the world. Charles Wesley, John's brother, picks up on that theme in his hymn that appears in our United Methodist hymn book. And if you care to look it up at some point, it's on page 709. But it's, "Come, let us join our friends above." In the first verse, he offers a wonderful image of the church through the ages. And this verse says, "Let saints on earth unite to sing with those to glory gone. For all the servants of our King in earth and heaven are one." I don't know if I consciously think about that all of the time, because I've never been to heaven. And I don't know exactly what is allowed and what's not allowed. But if Scripture tells us, then we believe it, right? If Scripture tells us that the saints join with us, then that's a wonderful comforting thought, is it not? That the saints are joining with us in song. And in praising the Lord, when we praise the Lord, that they're praising the Lord in heaven as well. And I love that thought, that on All Saints Day, we can remember all those who are part of the communion of saints. We confess whenever we recite that Apostles' Creed. We share stories of those to glory gone. Retelling these stories grounds us in our history. The memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before us. And many have sacrificed greatly. I know that before I came here, that you had some wonderful musicians here that I didn't have the good fortune to know, that I wasn't blessed to know in this life, but I know that I'm going to be blessed to know them in the next. You had others that you lost during COVID and other illnesses and things that came across their lives that have gone on to cheer us on, to say, keep on keeping on, keep on doing what you do best, loving your neighbor, encouraging one another, living to your fullest, honoring God with all that you say and all that you do. I think an important part of the saints is retelling the stories of those folks that have shared with you, that have encouraged you, that have supported you, that have prayed you up. Those memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before us. The stories of the saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be. Charles Wesley's hymn tells us those to glory gone are joined by the saints on earth. We think of the inspirational people with whom we worship on Sunday mornings and those across the world that we may never have the chance to meet in this life. We celebrate fellow United Methodists who inspire us and those of other denominations whose lives encourage us. We give thanks for those with whom we agree, as well as those whose views we do not share. Additionally, we remember and pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ who faithfully follow Jesus in places where being labeled a Christian puts them in harm's way. On All Saints Day, we recognize that we are part of a giant choir singing the same song for Christ. It's a song Jesus taught his disciples, a tune that has resonated for more than 2,000 years, a melody sung in glory and on earth. Our great privilege is to add our voices to that same chorus. That last verse of the song, "Come, let us join our friends above," encourages us to sing faithfully while on earth so that we might join the heavenly chorus one day in heaven. And a couple of those verses are sounding like this: "Our spirits too shall quickly join, like theirs with glory crowned, and shout to see our captain's sign, to hear his trumpet sound. Oh, that we now might grasp our guide. Oh, that the word were given. Come, Lord of hosts, the waves divide and land us all in heaven." On All Saints Day, let us give thanks for both the saints in glory and the saints still here, working really hard here on earth, who've led us to Jesus Christ, having a relationship with him and knowing him in our lives and our hearts. As they've shared the gospel with us, may we add our voices to someone else so that someone else might hear about the grace, about the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God this day for the lives of his saints as we honor them today. And now I'd like to invite our choir to share their anthem at this time, Break the Bread. Would you turn with me to page 12 in your United Methodist hymn book? Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Let's skip over to page 13 and the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The body of Christ that is represented by the bread this morning, broken just for you, each and every one of you. And the cup representing his blood that was shed on behalf of every single one of us. He gave it all for you and me. I'm going to invite Hollis and Sean to come forward. You're all invited to his table. You don't have to be a member of this church. You just have to know Jesus Christ died for the forgiveness of each of our sins. Know that the altar is open if anyone would like to kneel and pray. that we missed? Raise your hand if there's someone that would like. Thank you. Good, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate you, to honor you, Lord, with all of our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If we could now have our ushers come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. God of abundant love, hear the songs of our hearts, songs of thankfulness and praise, songs of hope and expectation, songs of laughter and joy, songs of myrrh and goodwill. May our songs be sung throughout the world and the gifts we bring before you today. May these melodies comfort those who weep, bring mercy to the poor and imprisoned, and offer encouragement to the weary. Amen and amen. Our closing hymn is 702, Sing with All the Saints of Glory.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. We have a responsive benediction this morning. Hold fast to the faith of God's saints, past and present.
In our living and in our dying, we will belong to God.
Trust the example they left for us to follow. Walk in the puddles of light the saints left as footprints for us to follow.
In our journeys of faith, we are one in spirit.
We are one in the Lord. Amen and amen. Let's sing, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds," as our closing. Join us for fellowship over in Friendship Hall. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.